Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Should you wish to bring something up, talk about whatever's on your mind, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Matt.
And Bonnie may be joining us here in a little bit as well. Of course, you can bring up anything that is the point of the program. There's a story that I've been needing to talk about ever since it broke over the weekend. And
it's an important one.
It's a big one.
This is close to home.
I apologize for not bringing this up sooner. It just slipped my mind one day that I was, you know, that I was here, and then I wasn't on the show for a couple of days. But it's actually a good thing that that I waited, because now we finally have a statement from Adam Kokesh, who, of course, I want to get on the show, you know, anytime he's in some sort of legal trouble, which has been often over his career as a liberty activist. He's been arrested a number of times. I'm not sure who's been arrested more often, me or Adam Kokesh, but it's probably a close call.
It's a noble race
on that one. And Adam, of course, has been awesome about talking about the Crypto Six over the last almost a year now, since our studios were raided back in March. And so I was saddened to hear that he was roughed up, attacked, and caged, kidnapped by a group of armed men in a place called Sawatch County, Colorado. Strange word. It's spelled S-A-G-U-A-C-H-E. I guess you don't pronounce the G in that. But anyway, he was on his way back from an event. You remember that guy that got killed by the cops for trying to save a cop?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Johnny, I believe his name.
Yeah, Johnny, Liberty guy. He was actually a Liberty guy.
And he was based in Colorado, if I recall correctly. Yeah. Well, apparently they were having some sort of remembrance event for him, and that's why Adam had traveled from his home.
I wonder if any of the cops went
to the remembrance for him. That's a good question.
Dirtbags.
So, what happened in that case was, dude, I think he was like 40 years old, a liberty activist up there in Colorado. There was some sort of violent situation. A police officer's life was in jeopardy by some lunatic, and this dude, Johnny, came in there and, like, saved this cop's life, right?
Isn't he shouldn't have done that.
And then more cops showed up on the scene.
And then killed him.
Killed him. Yeah, so they had an event for that guy, posthumously, obviously, and Adam went up there over the weekend. I think it was Friday or Saturday. He was on his way back from the event, so he'd gone there, successfully attended the event, was driving back with his two dogs. Apparently they're named Thelma and Louise.
Oh.
And
what happened to Baloo?
He got too old, had to be
either he
passed away or had to be put down. Yeah,
exactly. He's a good dog.
He was. So he's got two new dogs, and so he's on his way back and got pulled over, I guess. And sadly, apparently he had attempted to live stream, as you would expect Adam Kokesh to do during a situation like that. But apparently the live stream cut out 6 seconds in, so probably, I'm guessing, signal issue, you know, being out in the middle of
Colorado,
nowhere.
Yeah.
Colorado. So we don't have any video footage of the interactions with the police, at least not yet. Maybe the police have, you know, body cams or something. We'll see something eventually, but at this time we don't have anything to share with you. We haven't seen anything, but they arrested him for not just possession of psilocybin mushrooms, but intent to distribute. So Adam is now facing felony intent to distribute charges when it comes to psychedelic mushrooms in the state of Colorado as of this weekend. And they locked him. Apparently, some people thought he had broken his arm. I guess there was a lot of damage done to his body in the process of this arrest. Apparently, medical people were able to see him and determine his arm was, in fact, not broken. But he was pretty roughed up, I guess, from what it sounded like.
They're such scumbags.
So just going to give you a quick rundown because I've been paying, you know, as close attention to this as I can. He had an initial hearing on, I think it was, Monday afternoon. He refused to apparently leave his cell to attend the hearing. And this was after already apparently somebody had called out a bail commissioner to the jail to try to bail him out. And he told the bail commissioner that he would not leave the jail voluntarily unless he had a written apology from the sheriff.
Okay.
From the sheriff's department.
Okay, that's awesome.
I love Adam Kokesh. He is
I know you
fantastic.
Do.
And so you know, he didn't get bail because of that, and he didn't get what is the equivalent of the arraignment. They call it something else in Colorado. They don't call it an arraignment. It's called an advisement there. They've got different terms. Like they call the state the people there instead of the state.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At least that's what I'm hearing in the court hearings, because I've been listening to, you know, the over-the-phone telephonic system.
That's weird how religions change little by little depending on geography.
Well, yeah, like in Massachusetts, they're the Commonwealth.
Yeah, the Commonwealth.
Okay. So anyway, that first hearing, the judge in that case sounds very young. I'm only on the phone, so I don't see what she looks like, but it sounds unusually young for a judge. She says, well, we'll just have him back on. We'll try again on Wednesday. So, you know, they continued the case until Wednesday, and then Wednesday afternoon, I again tuned in to listen to see what would happen. At this point, Kokesh has now submitted a letter to the judge, sort of going over, and he's going to read that in this audio that I'm going to play for you here in just a moment. So he submitted a letter to the judge laying out how he feels about this situation, and once again refused to actually attend the hearing. So the judge once again put it off again for another week. So at this point, he's not going to be seen again, quote-unquote, in court until this coming Wednesday.
So is this the type of place where we can actually get him on the phone from the pokey or no?
That's why I suspect he hasn't called yet. I have attempted to get the landline number here into the studio, so basically the jail line, so people who are like right. Adam are in jail can call in. And I'm guessing the reason he hasn't been able to do that is because he is in lockdown. He's in probably a 23-hour-a-day lockdown. So the odds that he is out during the 3 hours that we do this show are very, very slim.
Minimal, yeah.
So this will suffice, though. He gave a pretty decent statement to apparently a young lady named G.I. Mary Jane, who I'm not sure if it's his wife or if she's just like a really, you know, dedicated fan and friend of Adam, but
he's got those.
She's the person who's like the lady on the ground doing the grunt work here, the heavy lifting to get the word out. So I want to play the audio here from Adam Kokesh.
Today is Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. This is Adam versus the man calling you from the Sawatch County Jail, where I have been in solitary confinement for 6 days. In a sense, I am here by choice, having declined state bond on Saturday, expecting a decision from a judge on Monday, only to find the hearing delayed until today because why not? We are all presumed guilty in this legal system when accused by corrupt cops. When called for court today, I will remain in my cell as I did on Monday and hand the guard this letter to give to the judge. To my judge, my friends, and my freedom family, from this dark, dingy, solitary cell, I extend greetings of love, hope, and camaraderie to all who may read this. May you receive this letter in secure health and happiness, and in the spirit of joy with which it is written. We find ourselves in perilous times, but on the brink of a better world for all of us blessed to survive this era of upheaval. As for my circumstances, I have been stopped in my peaceful, righteous journey to deliver anti-suicide medicine to veterans for another government-induced, taxpayer-funded spiritual retreat.
I want to stop there for a moment because we had Adam on the show, I don't know, 2 months ago or something like that, to talk about his new thing that he's doing, which is what's called Homefront Battle Buddies. And have you heard about this?
I've heard it. I've heard those words before. I remember he used to do the IVAW, right? The Iraq Veterans Against the War.
Yeah. When he first got out of the Marines, he spoke out against the war, and that kind of led him into the Liberty Movement. And then, you know, he became Adam Kokesh, Liberty Activist, television star, etc. But what he's doing now is he's set up essentially on he's got a large kind of homestead property down in Arizona, and he intends to use it for medicinal spiritual retreats for people who were in the military, specifically.
That's sweet.
People who are suffering from PTSD, depression, you know, some of these things that studies are beginning to show real clear, and those studies are getting larger and larger, that things like psilocybin mushrooms can actually cure PTSD and depression and things like that. So we'll talk more about this on the way here. This is basically his new mission, and now he's been put in prison for it. Well,
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're getting a recorded update from Adam Kokesh, who is behind bars right now for nearly a week at this point. I'm pretty sure he got put in there on Friday last week after he has now been accused of selling distribution.
Intent to distribute, right?
So possession of psilocybin, presumably mushrooms, with intent to distribute. Now, we haven't seen the police reports or anything like that. There's no video footage because his phone got cut off 6 seconds into the pullover that happened in Sagatch County, Colorado.
So when do the police reports have to come out?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. I think that would be a Freedom of Information Act request, which may mean that you'll have to wait 30 days to get them from them. Usually they're more available to the defendant than they are to people in, you know, the outside of the case. But by the way, Bonnie's joining us here. It's Ian and Matt in the studio tonight. We're going to continue with the statement from Adam. We are also talking about his new organization, Homefront Battle Buddies, which they've got a website, homefrontbattlebuddies.com. And the idea behind this organization is to help veterans who are effed up in the head, a lot of them, because of what the federal government had them do wherever it is they were deployed in the Middle East or whatever. And a lot of them have PTSD and serious depression, and turns out things like psilocybin mushrooms can absolutely help those people. And so Adam has made this his new mission to, you know, help these guys. And from what he said there in this beginning portion of his speech, well, it's actually now a letter that he's reading. I'll jump it back just a moment. He almost sounds like he's admitting to it in the statement from the jail. He doesn't come right out and say it, but we'll continue with that here in just a moment. Also, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. If you want to learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, the world of cryptocurrency, get started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. It'll take you some introductory videos. You can, if you're pressed for time, just watch the first one. You'll get some of the basic concepts down, and these are important things that, you know, this technology isn't going away, so you got to learn about it. It's going to change, if not already has changed, going to seriously alter the face of world finance. So mm-hmm.
It already has, and the most important component of it is the people who are in charge are really trying to figure out how to deal with it and wrangle it into their control, and really not designed to be controlled.
Yeah, the governments of the world hate it. I know Adam Kokesh is a big fan of it. Get over to Bitcoin.com, and again, click Get Started at the top of the page to learn more. If you want the latest news headlines about crypto, they've got those over at news.bitcoin.com as well. But we're going to go back to the statement here. This is a statement from jail. This is published on the GI Mary Jane channel on YouTube. Here it is, more from Adam.
Suicide medicine to veterans for another government-induced, taxpayer-funded spiritual retreat. I have been told countless lies, separated from my truck, my property, and my dogs, violated in my Fourth Amendment rights.
By the way, he doesn't, I don't think he gets into it in this speech, but his dogs were taken. Obviously, they died. There was no one else with him. It was him and his dogs driving back to Arizona. And so when they arrested him, they impounded the dogs. And according to G.I. Mary Jane, and according to the lady that managed to go and pick the dogs up from the impound after the weekend, because it was all over the weekend, so they had somebody in the area who was willing to go get the dogs right then, but they were told, nope, you can't do that, it's the weekend, they're closed.
And it's just like, if they're closed, don't take the dogs.
Well, I mean, then what are they going to do, leave them just run around the side of the road?
Call somebody.
Yeah, well, that would be a compassionate thing to do.
Yeah, these are not good people.
Right. So, anyway.
But they were left outside, is what you're going
to
say.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. Apparently, according to the lady who picked them up, they were kept outdoors in sub-freezing temperatures there in Sagatch County, Colorado.
Cops are disgusting animals.
Yep, so they're
these
okay
are
now.
Not people. This isn't how humans behave.
They were picked up, though, ultimately, I think, on Monday, and so the dogs are okay.
They're horrible.
They're with somebody that actually cares about them now.
PTSD medications, put on a psych hold for no reason, deliberately tortured, falsely accused, threatened with more false charges, denied the been thanked for my military service, making me wonder more and more why I enlisted, but less and less why we have a veteran suicide epidemic. Like a beautiful song, the words of Mario Savio from Berkeley in 1964 echo in my heart. There comes a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't even passively take part. You've got to throw your body upon the gears and upon the levers and indicate to the people running it that if you are not free, the machine will be prevented from operating at all. While I am just one body, caught in the gears against my will with no hope of stopping anything alone, I would rather be here than standing to the side with a heart aching for every victim of this cruel machine that is living on your knees. I would rather die on my feet. But if everyone stood up to injustice with just passive resistance, refusal of pay bond, and rejection of plea deals, the evil machine would grind to a halt, and we could hang together, not separately. As for my...
He's not wrong about that. And we've been discussing, you know, those tactics for many years and using those tactics for many years here in New Hampshire, where we actually have a large group of freedom-loving people who have migrated here, the largest freedom migration on the planet. I wish Adam would have joined us, but he was one of those guys that said, it's too cold. Now, I can't question his commitment. Usually when somebody says it's too cold, you know, I will say, oh, you know, sunshine activist, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Well, you can't question Adam's commitment. That guy is one of the key, most committed activists.
Yeah, he is a total winter warrior wherever he goes, whether it's hot and sunny or cold.
As he said, he's willing to put his body into the gears of the horrific state, and this is just the latest episode in that that ongoing saga. But he's right. I mean, people refusing to obey, people refusing to take a plea deal, and I don't blame somebody who does. So, for instance, Bonnie and I watched Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree recently. She had just saw it for the first time, and that's it's a sad movie because the movie has that message of, hey, you know, clog the system, don't pay the fines, don't take the plea deal, and ultimately Derek takes a plea at the end of the crime spree because he was facing something like 9 years or some ridiculous amount of time or, you know, years behind bars.
They would have just not helped anyone if he just didn't take the plea deal and took 9 years in jail. He's done a lot more for freedom, I'd say.
Yeah, and when you got just one guy doing it all by himself, you get stacked up against.
Yeah.
But when you got hundreds of people, or even if you got a couple dozen people doing it, or 10 people doing it in one town, they really clog up a docket really fast. They don't want to deal with you after a while.
That much is true. We're going to continue here more with Adam Kokesh. Your thoughts are welcome. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. Again, we don't have him on the line because he's on, as he describes it, essentially a lockdown. They probably have him in his cell 23 hours a day. But this is his statement from jail in Sawash County, Colorado. More coming up here. Yet another corrupt...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Holiday travel numbers are starting to be on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019. That's according to AAA, which estimates more than 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. From December 23rd to January 2nd, more than 100 million are expected to drive despite high gas prices. A Baltimore police officer is in critical condition after being targeted in an ambush-style shooting on Wednesday night. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott saying the gunman's arrest will send a message to others who believe they can disregard laws in the city.
We will not allow folks to just think that they can take out anybody in our city, and especially when you're talking about people who go out to protect us each and every day.
The officer is getting life-saving surgery. No suspects have been named in the shooting. USA Radio News. Haitian kidnappers released the remaining 12 missionary hostages who were abducted 2 months ago. That's according to the U.S. missionary group and a Haitian police spokesman. Five others were freed in recent weeks. Former McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook agreed to return compensation now valued at more than $105 million to resolve a legal dispute related to his dismissal as head of the burger chain. The settlement, which allows McDonald's to move past a scandal that has weighed on it for more than 2 years, also includes an apology from Mr. Easterbrook. President Biden has signed a measure raising the federal debt limit and averting a default crisis. The bill raises the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion into 2023. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had warned of catastrophic economic consequences if the government were to default on its debt obligations this month. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
About Adam Kokesh currently behind bars. We don't know when he's going to be getting out. Could be as soon as next week. But so far he has refused to leave his jail cell when the guards have come to try to take him to court. Instead issuing a written statement to the judge in the case. So he's basically yet to go through the arraignment process at this point. He's facing at least one felony charge of distribution of psilocybin or possession of psilocybin with intent to distribute. Now, usually when they charge you with that, that usually means you have more than a certain amount, more than what the police would consider to be a personal use amount, whether it was individually bagged up or whatever. We don't know any of those details at this point. There's no video of the interaction with the police because his cell phone cut off after 6 seconds. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt.
And, of course, we're talking about Adam Kokesh, the star of Adam versus the Man. He's got an Odyssey channel, so you can check him out there, watch some of his past episodes and such, if you don't know who he is. By the way, we're raising funds for Give Directly. It's the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. So what Give Directly does is they locate recipients in need, and they use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. And they found that in the last decade, they've been able to help over 1 million people in, like, seriously needy situations, like poor situations. We're not talking about poor Americans here. We're talking about Kenya. And that's one of the places. They've delivered over $400 million to those million-plus people. And again, not just in Kenya, but that's where we're focusing right now. It's Bemet and Kilifi counties, people who have been plagued by things like drought, floods, food insecurity, very, very difficult lives, and you can help them. In fact, they find that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like getting employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, it allows individuals to decide what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away to make those choices for them. So if that's what you prefer and you want to help out, you can give over at give.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will match your donations to up to a total of $30,000. So if you want to help some people this holiday season, this is a great time to do it. Give.freetalklive.com. That's give.freetalklive.com. So I got more here from Adam Kokesh. This is not just a speech that he's giving over a phone from a jail cell. It's also what he has written to the judge overseeing this particular case so far in Sagwash County.
There's somebody living there listening to this right now, like, laughing.
Please, laugh away. I hope somebody can get a smile out of this just terrible situation for Adam. Again, he's been accused of psilocybin possession with intent to distribute.
Would grind to a halt, and we could hang together, not separately. As for my accusations of crimes, where are my victims? No victim, no crime. Besides having done nothing wrong by the laws of God, nature, and morality, I have technically done nothing wrong by U.S. law either. As an American citizen, I was exercising my right to travel, a right enshrined in law and precedent, not a privilege I must purchase. As a legally registered member of the Oakland Way on Native American Church and self-professed Wiccan, I am legally allowed to possess psilocybin, sacrament, and medicine.
Have you heard of the church that he mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
He pronounced it correctly. Okulvua. It's I think they started down in the Southwest, if I recall correctly. It's essentially, it's a Native American psychedelic church.
Oh, cool.
And they actually do have a history of...
Oh, yeah, peyote.
And I don't know if it's just peyote, but using sort of natural psychedelics for spiritual purposes. And there have been some court cases involving these people that have...
Turnella?
Yeah.
Was there one in Utah? I mean, in New Hampshire?
I don't know if there is one in New Hampshire. That's an excellent question. Although,
because there was one that ruled that they were allowed to have it because it was part of their religion in New Hampshire.
Yeah, you're referring to a New Hampshire Supreme Court case that came down within the last couple of years. And I did read about that, and we talked about it at the time. And I don't remember if it was that same church or not. But ultimately, the New Hampshire Supreme Court essentially kind of legislated from the bench, or at least... maybe you don't want to use that term, but they essentially negated the drug laws by saying if it's for spiritual purposes, you can do it.
Yeah, you know, I actually met a guy, and I guess he's not uncommon. They're doing like ayahuasca DMT journey types, ceremonies and things like that, and they're doing them here in the Northeast.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that, case again, Bonnie, because it's a case that I should be more familiar with, and I should just be able to say, you know, right off the top of my head which case it is. So we'll see if we can dig in further and remind you about that one.
For a complete explanation fully citing law and precedent, please see my motion to dismiss filed in Wise County in the case of Texas v. Kokesh, which I will gladly provide upon request as soon as I am able to access it. By contrast, the police who arrested me are criminals, acting under color of law, enjoying false privileges of a protected class of American criminals. My friend Johnny Hurley, the hero of Arvada, was killed by a cop even though he had just stopped a mass shooter intent on killing cops in a case of mistaken identity. The cops involved in my arrest, Christian Guadarrama, Aaron Fresquez, and Adam Fresquez, should be held criminally liable, civilly liable, and I would like to file charges against them. Cops who shoot first and ask questions second are a menace to the public and themselves and should be taken off the streets. Like Hurley, I have come to hold a mirror up to the Center Police Department. I would also like to file charges against Sheriff Dan Warwick and the captain of Sawatch County Jail for the inhumane treatment here. Also, Deputy Young for threatening me with additional charges when she tried to get inmates within earshot to file harassment charges for trying to get them to turn down the TV. Nicholas Hamill and Ron Paulson will testify to these facts. need without needless suffering. Oppressive COVID policies, rampant internet censorship, fighting Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, extreme financial consolidation. These are not merely routine acts of the system designed to make the rich richer at the expense of the rest of us. These are acts of desperation by the wolves of the world who see the sheep uniting and fighting back despite their best efforts to divide us.
Here, here.
Yeah. Can't disagree with any of that.
He nailed it.
He really is nailing it. And it really is time, right? Like, change seems to be a brewing out there. We're seeing more people migrating here to New Hampshire for the freedom.
Oh, it's a flood at this point.
Than ever.
It used to be like, hey, there's a new movers party. There's some new people moving to New Hampshire. Do you want to go over, you know? And now it's like, oh, there's, you know, 15 families moving into New Hampshire this week. It's like, whoa, which one do you go to?
Yeah, it's overwhelming how many people are coming up here, how many people are checking out New Hampshire. They were interviewing Mark Warden, who's a state representative, mm-hmm. longtime sponsor here at Porcupine Real Estate, here on Free Talk Live.
All around great dude.
On the new Free State Project show that they're doing on Monday nights, which is called Free State Live. They had him on this week, and he said it's a record for him, too, at Porcupine Real Estate as far as number of families, you know, looking at and closing on buying homes.
Like an all-time record for libertarians moving up here using them.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's one of those numbers that's a rock-solid number, right? That's not just like some sort of pie in the sky. Oh, we're seeing more people come in. No, he's got actual numbers.
Data.
It's there.
It's impacting his business heavily. He's a busy dude now.
Yeah, and they focus on those people. That's who they serve. That's who their marketplace is. So there's more coming up here. We got a little bit more from Adam Kokesh on his statement from inside of the Sawatch County Jail. They're in southern Colorado in some, I don't know, hick town or wherever the hell it is. They decided to arrest him for possession of psilocybin mushrooms, and it sounds like he is going to take the perspective in defense of himself, saying, it's my right to have these. You know, and that's going to be an interesting case, especially from a jury nullification aspect.
It'll be fantastic. He might have a fighting chance with something like that in Colorado, too.
I think so. Then the number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Talking about Adam Kokesh, however, right now. That's been the focus of this first hour of the program. He is behind bars in Sawatch County, which is some county in southern Colorado, as he was driving back to his home in Arizona after having a get-together of friends and supporters of now deceased activist in Colorado, John Hurley, I believe, who was murdered by the police after he saved a police officer's life there in Colorado. I think that was last year, earlier this year, that happened.
I think it was last year. Moral of the story, don't ever help a cop if he's pinned down.
So that was why Kokesh was there, and he was on his way back when apparently he was pulled over. Now, the big question that has yet to be answered in this case is, were they targeting Kokesh? Did they know who he was there in Sawatch County? Did they know he was going to be coming through? Did they know that he is now running an organization called Homefront Battle Buddies, which advocates for the medical and spiritual use of psilocybic mushrooms as well as other natural, psychedelic remedies for people who have been in the military, people who have faced severe PTSD? That's what Homefront Battle Buddies is all about. So was this just a random stop on the highway or wherever it was? Or were they
$64,000 question?
Were they waiting for him to come by?
Maybe they want to make all of that guy Johnny's friends look like criminals, too, because everybody knows that there was a guy murdered who was a hero.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. It makes makes him look like he's associated with these miscreants. And they're all a bunch of dangers to society.
Well, as he points out in his speech here, which is a letter that he wrote to the judge in the case from his jail cell, that, there's no victims here. There's no one who's going to testify that Adam hurt them with his mushrooms.
Right.
They just caught him with some alleged mushrooms. And And this is going to be a very interesting case. It's a very timely case because I think we pointed out, I think you might have pointed out on the air, that Denver, which this isn't Denver, but Denver and state of Oregon and multiple cities around the country, apparently it was Ann Arbor, Michigan, as well as a few different, I think, California cities,
yeah,
Oakland.
Oakland and a few places in Michigan, not just...
Detroit, I think, also went for it, didn't they?
Yeah, they decriminalized, like, all entheogens.
Right, so any natural plants or fungi in some of these places are now a completely decriminalized act. So he's going to be going to court, presuming they don't just drop the charges and scurry away. He's going to be going to court in front of a jury that is living in a time when we're starting to see opinion shift on this. And I imagine he's going to be able to call in some expert witnesses. He's going to have some interesting testimony in this case, if it gets that far. I did pull up the New Hampshire Supreme Court case, Bonnie, that you had remembered, and it was more recent than I recalled. It was apparently December of last year when they made the decision in this case.
2020?
Yeah, it was unanimous, actually, where they ruled, and I don't want to summarize it without actually the statement that they made, but they ruled in favor of somebody, and they overturned a conviction of someone who had psychedelic mushrooms and was using them for spiritual religious reasons. So, you know, there's some precedent in different courts for this particular issue. So it's a very interesting case. I want to continue with the rest of Adam's statement from behind bars there in Sawatch County Jail.
Will you side with the wolves or be one of the shepherds we need to guide us into the new age of enlightenment? If you are wondering why I've declined paid bond, take a brave heart being disemboweled. He only had to cry mercy to make it stop. You want my friends to buy my freedom for a petty $10,000? You want to plead? You want me to beg for mercy? I will never beg for your mercy, and I will never plead with evil, but move ever more boldly against it. For humanity, for America, for justice, and for the 22 veterans who will commit suicide in the next 24 hours, I will cry until my last breath for nothing but freedom. Yours truly, Captain Freebeard, friend of humanity, brother of freedom lovers, also known as Adam Charles Kokesh, born February 1st, 1982, former Sergeant of Marines. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing this message as best you can. Thank you for everyone who participated in the call flood last weekend. Its effects were felt even inside this jail. If I am not released today, please keep calling the Center Police Department, the Sawatch County Jail, and the judge and district attorney relevant to my case, and respectfully ask them to do the right thing. Thank you, and may peace be with you always. Signing off, this is Captain Freebeard, your friend and brother.
So apparently this was the Center Police Department. I guess that's the name of the town. That I just learned from picking that little detail up. I'd listened to this before, but didn't catch it. So that's not the sheriff's. I thought it was the Sawatch County Sheriff's that had done this, but it's a local police department in this particular case. We will post, and I had posted this information earlier this week on the Free Talk Live profile over on our social media server at social.freetalklive.com. I'll be sure to post another link to this. I posted a few days ago, or yesterday. And I'll post it again, and you can get the phone numbers that you can call if you want to do as he requested and give them a call and let them know how you feel about them caging a peaceful man who is not being alleged to have harmed anyone else. You'll be able to do that. So any thoughts, guys, that you want to share?
No, I just, you know, when I think about this kind of stuff, and, you know, it's been, you know, 20 years in this community, not this community, but, you know, this one and others like it, the larger Liberty community. I just, my stomach never stops turning whenever I hear about these people getting thrown into the slam with no victim. You just got some ruffian dirtbag cops, you know, these enforcers.
Yeah.
In a free world, in a free and prosperous world that we all dream of, those personalities would be our criminals.
police.
They would the police would absolutely turn into criminals. They wouldn't. Yeah, they are around violent people. They would go around quick kid. They don't know how. That's the only thing they know how to do. They don't have a marketable skill set other than hurting people. That's all they know how to do.
Yeah, I wish that we actually had people that its job were to actually protect other individuals and actually go around and, you know, if you're going to arrest somebody, let's make sure there's an actual victim, somebody who's complaining against that person who's been arrested.
Mm-hmm. What I think about when I hear about this type of thing is just the fact that I think people really are waking up to the reality that the cops are actually the psychopaths.
Are they?
I think people are.
I had that feeling that maybe something was going to change in that way last year when we saw the major protests about police violence that were happening throughout the summer of 2020. That seemed to be, you know, a step in the right direction, but what has really come from
nothing,
it?
Nothing. The cops are so righteously indignant that they're just going to continue saying that we are the correct ones. You know, I'm just going to throw some numbers out there. There's like 100,000 cops in the United States. There's like 360 million other people.
Mm-hmm.
So the cops, if there's even a tiny fraction of that 360 million other people who are saying the cops are seriously messed up and they're bad people, chances are, if we want to get democratic about it, the fraction of the 360 million is going to be a much higher number than there are even cops. So what do they still listen to these people for?
Well, there's always been more slaves than slave masters.
Yeah.
I think people are just distracted. Like, I do think that people's opinions are changing. Like, as far as people I talk to, I don't know anybody who just thinks, like, cops are a fact of life and cops are law and order is good or whatever. It's more just like, oh, yeah, they suck, but what can you do about it? I'm going to go play Switch.
Yeah, that's true. There is a lot of apathy out there. And I will say this to your point, Bonnie. The people on the right wing, a lot of the Blue Flag Matters or Blue Lives Matter people, the flag wavers for the cops.
They're the worst still.
Some of those people have been hit with a slap to reality
in
the last year.
Yeah, it's hilarious when it happens.
Right? So we saw, of course, the January 6th situation where the police were definitely not their friends in that situation, the people on the right. And then since then, we've seen here in New Hampshire specifically, the police have been arresting some of the right-wing protesters.
I saw it happening. Like the look on these you know, we'll call them conservatives or whatever, Republicans that show up to the, you know, the protest of Sununu, and then the cops come down on them. It's like, no, they're just doing our job.
Yeah, they didn't change their minds. I saw one of them with a flag at another event later that said, "Shame on you, Sununu, for weaponizing our state police." Like it wasn't the police's fault.
Right, they're making excuses for them, even as the police are actually cuffing them and stuffing them in the back.
But then you got me, you know, debating that on the spot.
There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
extend your life with extend.